From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, November 1st, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Debbie Mayer is reporting in the Columbia paper, the Germantown Board approved nearly $83,000 for the 2018 Rescue Squad Services chargeback at its meeting on October the 17th. This is the town's portion of the cost for Rescue Squad service from Northern Dutchess Paramedics. The charge was not increased in several years, Supervisor Joel Craig said. Craig said the funds are taken out of the town's share of the county sales tax before it is paid, so it is not part of the town's budget. The rescue squad bills clients' insurance, but, and I quote, that doesn't cover everything, end quote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The village of Coxsackie is in the process of installing new radio read water meters. The project will replace old meters that are either broken or inaccurate, and in some places, meters will be installed where they have never been before. Coxsackie Mayor Mark Evans said the project will replace old meters that are either broken or inaccurate, and in some places, meters will be installed where they have not been before. He said, and I quote, it relieves the homeowner or the landlord to get a card in the mail every month and read the meters and send those numbers, end quote. The new meters will give more accurate readings and will also help when the village board has to do water and sewer rate restructure for 2018. Evans said, and I quote, it is a very automated process. We know exactly how much water each place has used, end quote. There are about 1,100 water meters in the village, the town of Coxsackie, and in small portions of New Baltimore. Evans said 350 meters have already been installed, and he anticipates the remainder will be in place by the first or second quarter of 2018. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Mahoney is reporting for Politico New York. A newly released poll indicates the Constitutional Convention referendum on the ballot Tuesday is likely headed for defeat. Only 25% of those surveyed support holding a convention, while 57% oppose it, according to a Siena College Research Institute poll released on Wednesday, November the 1st. Opposition to the convention came from nearly every possible political group. Siena spokesman Steve Greenberg said, and I quote, Democrats and independents oppose ConCon by about 2-1, while Republicans oppose it better than 3-1, end quote. 10 previous polls found voters supported the idea. A survey taken by Siena 4 weeks ago found the proposition was supported 44-39%. The dramatic decrease in support came as more people became aware of the question, possibly due to a multi-million-dollar opposition campaign from organized labor. You can read that full story at Politico New York. And finally, Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that law enforcement will step up their presence in New York City following a suspected terror attack in Lower Manhattan on Tuesday, October the 31st. The incident in which a man drove a truck into a bike path left 8 dead and seriously injured 11, state and city officials said. Speaking at an evening briefing, Governor Andrew Cuomo said there was no evidence to suggest the attack was part of a wider plot and appeared to be a lone wolf incident. You can read the Associated Press account of the incident in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of rain mainly after 2 p.m. today. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 48 degrees. For Wednesday night, rain is likely mainly between 11 p.m. and midnight. Patchy fog between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. Otherwise, it will be cloudy with a low around 44 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, a chance of showers mainly before 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 63 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. On Friday, a chance of showers mainly after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 68 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers before 8 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 37. The sun rose this morning at 7:29 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:47 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the first day of November 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.